Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
If you want to have some fun with us, I'd love to ask you guys this question and then put you on in a couple of minutes. When did you screw up so badly at work? So badly at work. You tell us the instance, and we try to guess if you actually kept your job or not. 1-855-BIRCHELL. We'll take your calls in just a couple of seconds.
So apparently I've reached a point in my relationship where my lady pretty much asked me to risk my life for her. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, I could literally die. And I don't know how to say no. So, with that being said,
that's dramatic.
Dramatic tease, man.
Right. So, this all is coming together because, unfortunately, my lady's dad passed away 5 years ago. And the death date of his anniversary death date, I should say, is coming up in 2 days. And they have a tradition every year where her and her family gets together and celebrates his life. And so for the 3 years that we've been together now, I've always known of the tradition, but she has never asked me to join. The family has never asked me to join. And I figured eventually they would. And whenever they did, you know, I'd be ready.
It'd be an honor.
It'd be an honor. Exactly. So that day has finally come where she came to me and she's like, listen, my mom sat the family down and was like, I think we want to invite Maudie, that's what she calls me, to the celebration of her dad's life. And I was like taken aback by it because I wasn't expecting it. But I'm like, of course, I'd be. How can I say no to that? I would love to. Now, the thing is, when they do it every year, they go to Ecuador, where he is from, in order to do it. Right. Now, I knew about some of the traditions. I didn't know about all of them. So once I said yes, I would do it. That's when she informed me of everything that they actually do. Now, some of the things they do are you would pretty much expect it, right? Like they sit around and they tell stories of his life and all of the things that he's accomplished and they celebrate him and they do a lot of the things that he loved to do when he was here. And some of those things are like fun activities. Some of those things are more painful activities that I know it is going to be difficult for them to get through. But in watching how difficult it has been for her, because her and her dad were so close. And Kristen, I know you completely understand. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to step up in that area in order to try to comfort her in any way that I possibly can. So one of the things, because her dad was a very, very brave man, that they actually do on this trip as a tradition to her dad is run from bulls.
Oh, this has been on my bucket list.
Why?
Just to say you did it, and I look at the sheer numbers of it, like how many people are actually running and how many actually get injured, and the percentage is pretty low.
Okay.
And just the thrill of it, yeah, that's on my bucket list, man.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with gout.
That's the issue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's the issue.
So Ecuador has its own running of the bulls?
They do, and I guess it's not one where it's like the entire country comes together to do it. It's not one like that, but it is one where in her community and in her neighborhood, they do it every year. And I thought, like, all right, it can't be exactly what you're saying. No, it is. Like, she showed me the videos. Everybody in the family does it. She does it. It's like 3 or 4 bulls in this, whatever you would call it. I don't even know what you would call it.
In a corral? Or is it like in the street?
No, it's not in the street.
Okay.
It's like the one that's in, it's like a,
it's like a bullfighting ring.
Yes,
like
there you go. Ring. Yes.
Because in Spain, if you watch the videos like in Spain, it's in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
You got thousands of people running, and I don't know how many bulls are in there, but I mean, you see people getting like stomped on some every now and then.
Yeah.
They'll get one and get gored, and but it's through the streets, and there are thousands. You're saying this is much smaller?
Yes. Like, I would like my chances better if that were the case,
yeah.
But this is in like a bullfighting ring. I don't know how many people there are. It looked like maybe 30, 40 people, and everybody starts in the middle, and then they release like four bulls from each angle, and then your goal is to get from the middle, which is it's a long distance, and it's probably longer when you know there's a bull on top of you, and your goal is to get from the middle to where you have to climb over to safety. And well, I have gout.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I didn't have it, I would be all for it. Like, let's do it.
You have a good built-in excuse this year. Can't you just postpone it?
But I'm going to feel so soft if I don't do this and the entire family does it and I'm like sitting on the sidelines not participating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't do that.
But your lady knows your current status and that you're on the DL list for running with bulls, right?
Like, so, also, look, there's a, you know what, I'll be honest with you. There's a machismo that
1,000%.
Goes along with the, in South America and Central America. It's different.
Yep.
It's different for the men.
That can't be my first impression. Like, to meet all of her family that's from there and the family that's coming, and I'm sitting on the sidelines while they're all out honoring this tradition because I have gout. I just don't feel like that's a good look.
This would be game changer for Abuelo and Padre.
They'll never look at me the same,
they're not going to look at you the same way, man.
I feel like this is somehow how you can meet in the middle, because if you've got gout and you can't run from these bulls, that's like bad news bears. That's bad news bulls. So what I think you could do is, I think you should act like you're going to do it, and you should be so excited about it. You should talk about like what you can't wait to. You can't wait to fight off a bull. You can't wait to run and hop across the fence to get away from the bull. Get so excited about it and talk like you're going to do it. Morning of, oh no. I got a flare.
Oh, the flare up is here.
Limp to the arena. Oh, I forgot my man.
God, the toxic masculinity is strong in this situation.
It,
yeah.
Can't you just push somebody down? Knock somebody down. Buy you some time.
Abuela?
Yeah. Use Abuela as a shield.
Two things, Mo. You're going to be so jacked up. If you do this, you're going to be so jacked up on adrenaline, you won't even feel the gout. Second thing, do not wear a red hoodie.
Oh, yeah. Anything red.
Yeah,
right. I do got that part covered.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Look, it's such a small event, though, that the odds are probably higher. But did you say your lady does this also?
She does it also.
Oh, man. So,
okay.
If she didn't do it, I thought I had a chance. But I'm like, nah, she takes her sneakers. She ready to go.
So her pops has been gone for 5 years. This is a tradition. In all the years they've done this, has anybody gotten hurt?
No, at least not that they've told me.
So you'd be the first.
Well, I would. I don't know what's worse.
I mean, you can look at this two ways, that the odds are in your favor because no one's ever got hurt.
Or
you could say it's just a matter of time before somebody does. And is that somebody going to be you?
I have a feeling that this wouldn't go my way.
I got to be honest with you. If I was in your shoes, I'd run, man. I would run.
I feel like I have to.
I'd run.
I can't sit on the sidelines on this one.
I feel like you have to, but knowing your pride, you're gonna.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I gotta be faster than Abuela, even with gout. I gotta be.
Is there a gout division?
You get the old senile bull that can't see real good.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Kristen's obsession obsession with manatees continues.
It does. This message is for you, Savage Too Fast, on Instagram, because your reels have made it into my DMs hundreds of times, courtesy of Burt Show listeners, because you too, sir, are obsessed with manatees. And this is a formal invitation for you to meet me in Crystal River, Florida, so we can swim with the manatees, because I think it'd be a hoot.
Who is this?
His name is Savage Too Fast on Instagram. And there is no official name. He's just a dude in New Orleans, and his manatee content has gone viral. And his latest video has 19.6 million views, okay? And that's why it's made its way into my DMs. His passion and his love for manatees rivals mine. So I thought, what an incredible experience if he and I could go to Crystal River, Florida, and where that's like the only place in the country where you can go and you could have close contact with manatees. And by close contact, I mean no contact, because technically you're not supposed to touch them, but you can swim with them.
Is this part of your 100 days of good ghost round?
No, it is not.
For yourself.
Absolutely not. That's not how I roll. This is completely different. So I'm asking you, Savage Too Fast, will you go to Crystal River with me to swim with manatees? So this was the OG video that got everybody's attention, and him talking about the sweet potatoes of the sea.
Since manatees are protected and it's illegal to touch them, she couldn't show any affection back.
I wish a would tell me I can't hug that manatee back. I'm swimming and I stop just to look at the scenery, and a manatee come and give me a hug. I'm going to give that manatee a hug back. I don't give a about the law. Your mama, bitch. Animals don't have no natural predators. Mm-hmm. All they want to do is hug and snuggle you. Mm-hmm. And I'm there for that. Because out of this whole up world, you actually have an animal that wants to give you a hug and not have no ill intention towards you. I'm going to hug that manatee back. If you think you about to arrest me from hugging a manatee back, you going to work the day, bitch. They going to tell me I can't hug a manatee back because it's against the law. Your mama, bitch. I'm going to hug that manatee back. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all got to say about it. Funky, bitch. Tell me what the fuck I can't hug. I'm going to hug that manatee. If you think I'm not going to hug that manatee, you and your mama smell like boogers.
Damn, man, he was deep.
He's serious about that manatee.
Yeah. Now, are you sure we're talking about the same animal?
Yeah. We are. There's okay. Videos. There's videos.
All right. But his animal has an extra T in it.
It does, but I love it. I love it so much. So that was the first video that went viral. And now there's a second video. This is the one that's got 19.6 million views. Damn. You all are tearing up my DMs by sending me this video. And it just, I'm like, how much fun would it be to go with this dude to Crystal River, Florida, and swim with manatees? Here's his latest video.
So federal law is preventing this person from having any type of interaction with this manatee. I'm glad I don't have that problem, because I'm belly rubbing that motherfucker, I'm jumping in that motherfucking water, and I'm hugging me a motherfucking manatee today. Y'all laws.
Yeah, listen, man, he ready to go to jail over this. He don't care.
I know.
I love this energy.
So are you going to make a video for this guy? Like, what, an open invitation?
No, this is it. So we have a podcast, and our show gets uploaded to the Burt Show podcast. So I am sliding into his DMs and being like, Burt got us a contact because you forwarded the email.
Yep.
The email from Visit Crystal River, and they're willing to work with us. So I want to hit him up and be like, dude, please, please, I am setting everything up. I love me a good itinerary. I will even make sure we go at the right time of day so we see the most manatees and babies. And I want to go swimming with manatees with this guy.
All he's
so
going to have to do is show up with a big old hug in hand.
Show up and show out.
Are you going to ask them ahead of time if he's able to touch the manatees? Because you know he's going to do it. You're going to be there fine. Tell him that.
No, I'm.
He's going to get you kicked out. You're going to travel all that way, and your dream of swimming with manatees is going to be ruined because y'all are going to be kicked out in the first 5 seconds.
It's a risk I'm willing to take, Tommy.
That man is hugging a manatee.
He definitely gets kicked out. For sure.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to give the parents a warning here that this is more adult content, but I'm also going to give you a content warning that this story is going to cover sexual harassment and sexual assault, because actor Derek Dixon is suing Tyler Perry for $260 million, claiming he was sexually harassed. He experienced assault, battery, emotional distress, and retaliation. Basically saying that Tyler Perry leveraged his power to coerce him into unwanted sexual advances and punish him professionally when he refused. So the timeline here starts in September of 2019. This is when they met at an opening event for Tyler Perry Studios here in Atlanta. In November 2019, he's claiming that Tyler Perry offered him a part on a show called Ruthless, and then a bigger role on a show called The Oval. In January 2020, the actor is alleging that he was sexually assaulted at Tyler Perry's home in Georgia. In October of 2020, apparently, Tyler Perry allegedly groped him during a cash trip to the Bahamas. And in June 2021, he is also alleging another assault that occurred while talking about an upcoming pilot for a show called Losing It, in which Tyler Perry allegedly dangled it as leverage in order to get what he wanted.
So I've got a crazy concept, and it's called innocent until proven guilty. and that's what I'm rolling with here. I've met Tyler a couple of different times. He's invited me into his home. I've met him. I don't know what he's like on a set or anything like that. But I do think when you get as big as he is, and I just refuse, he's done so much good for so many people. This would be heartbreaking, and I refuse to believe it. I think your star can rise so much that you're just a big target, right? So I think words, if you have the intent to harm, can be twisted. While they were said innocently or in a joking way, perhaps could be taken in a way that can get you $260 million. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. But I mean, my biggest fear, and I guess I can't even think, like, when one comes out, sometimes a whole bunch of other people comes out, and then you got like a Kevin Spacey situation. Mm-hmm. And I just can't, I refuse to believe that will happen with Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I want to be patient with judgment as well. I don't know. Obviously, this is super unfortunate. I do know a few people who work really closely with Tyler Perry and directly with Tyler Perry, and they have always said nothing but good things about working with him and about working for him. So, I mean, you hear these types of things about people in his position all the time. You never know what to believe. I don't know what the future will hold, but I think we will get more answers. But as of right now, I don't think it's fair to allow one story to just completely erase all of the amazing things that Tyler Perry has done.
Yeah, and this is the world we live in now also, you know, with social media. And, you know, you could sue somebody over anything at all. And then people love the tea, so the narrative becomes now that this is true. It must be true. No, it's not. Just because it's said or there's a lawsuit doesn't make it true.
Exactly. And I do think it's important to note, like, he's suing him for like half of his net worth. And so, of course, like, it's important to really listen to victims when they speak up, but it's hard to not see it as a money grab if you're suing him for $260 million when Tyler Perry, I think, is worth like $400 million or something like that. He cited in his complaint that his estimated financial loss was around $400,000 when he left the show The Oval in its final season because of the things he's alleging. So it's kind of like, okay, you're saying that that's your financial loss, but like, where is the other $259 million coming from?
And here's what we know about Tyler Perry too, man, that he will dig in on this. If he is innocent, he will dig in on this, and this is not a guy you want to mess with.
No, for sure.
He won't be afraid at all.
Exactly. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
So I'm in uncharted territory with my relationship with my girlfriend, Amanda, and that uncharted territory is a healthy relationship. This is weird. And what?
Your music's on.
And it has made me feel a little on the insecure side because I'm not exactly sure what it looks like. So here we are over a year into dating each other. And the, gosh, almost hate to say it, the longing I feel for her, like when I'm away for longer than 24 or 48 hours, is unlike anything that I have experienced in other relationships before.
Sweet.
Simp.
I know, man. It's really, I know. It's very, very pathetic. And while I do like being in relationships, I also like my space in relationships as well. Like, I like knowing that I'm coming back to something secure, or at least a secure relationship. But I do like getting away. And generally when I'm away, man, that's my free time. I'm not like longing for the person I'm with. Dang it, this girl's underneath my skin, and it's just very, very different.
You want her all the time. Yeah.
And luckily enough, she's as dysfunctional as I am because she's feeling the same way. But we have both questioned, like, are we in some kind of codependent relationship now? And while I've heard the word before, I didn't really know what it meant. And I guess I thought it was just like, you can't do anything without that person. Like, your whole life revolves around that person. Not only the center of your universe, but it's in an unhealthy way. So I look it up. And it says codependency is a relationship pattern where one person relies excessively on another for emotional validation and fulfillment, often at the expense of their own well-being. That wasn't enough for me. All right. I needed something else. So I took a quiz to see if I was codependent. And while the results didn't come out as codependent, the results that did come out were fairly shocking.
Shocking and like shook you to your core kind of way?
Well, or? I didn't know that this was an attachment style, but when I read it, it's me. And I asked these guys to take the exact same quiz. And I have a hunch that Mo and I are going to be the same. But I'm wondering what yours came up with. And this test probably took how long? 10 minutes?
15, 20
minutes. All right. So by the time you're done answering all these questions about your relationship, it tells you what kind of attachment style you have in your relationship. And mine came out as fearful, avoidant attachment.
Same.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Three.
Okay. Same.
Four. Get out of here.
We're all a bunch of scaredy
really?
Cats.
Really? Huh. All right. So this is what this means.
We all end up with the same right. attachment.
It's good because we're all in relationship with each other, kind of.
Well, it made sense to me about Mo and I because of our family backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Mine with my parents, so many estrangements, so many disengagements, that this made sense to me. So key traits of fearful, avoidant attachment: craves connection, but fears intimacy. Mm-hmm. Emotional fluctuations. Your feelings about relationships can change rapidly, swinging from wanting closeness to needing distance, sometimes without clear triggers. This has absolutely been me in past relationships, not this one. Distrust and vulnerability. You may find it difficult to fully trust others, fearing that vulnerability will lead to rejection or hurt. Push-pull dynamic. You often send mixed signals, drawing people in with your need for connection, but pulling away when the intimacy feels overwhelming. And then heightened sensitivity. You are highly sensitive to changes in your relationships, easily perceiving potential threats to emotional stability. 100%. 100% in my past relationships. But it made sense to me. With you guys, this doesn't make as much sense.
It makes complete sense for me.
For you?
Absolutely, it does. Because of, it says, the attachment style often stems from experiences where caregivers were inconsistent, leaning to both the desire for connection and fear of getting hurt or abandoned.
Is this from your parents' divorce?
No. It makes complete sense because of my history.
Oh, okay.
It makes complete sense to me.
To you, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same for me. I wasn't shocked at all. I guess the only thing that somewhat shocked me is I never looked at it as a fear, but maybe it is. I always just looked at it as a choice. Like, I just choose to move slowly on ever being dependent to anything or anyone because I know that nothing is guaranteed to be there forever. So I'm kind of independent by choice, but maybe I just never looked at it as a fear, and it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way where, I mean, I've been single for 28 years, so there's probably some fear there and some extent of having to be, like, codependent on somebody or letting somebody have any kind of influence over me or my emotions. So for me, this 100% resonated and was not a shock to me whatsoever.
Or is this a website? If all four of us came up with the same results, do you think this is the only result that it spits out?
No, that was my first thought when we all said we all had the same one. I was a little disappointed.
I just think we're all the same kind of messed up.
Which is why we do what we do.
Probably so. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I believe it's taken you years, Mo, but you finally found a dude that you agree that agrees with you when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it might only be three of us. But I thought this was hilarious. I saw this video on @bully_thekid on Instagram, and it is a man who is in the kitchen. And I think he's cooking or washing dishes or doing something. And his wife comes up to him and reminds him that he forgot to ask her to be his Valentine. And, well, his response says it all.
Babe, let me ask you a question. It's February 3rd, I think.
It's right? The 3rd, yes.
You haven't asked me to be your Valentine. What is your deal?
Are you kidding me? Yes, no, I did. You don't remember? You don't remember?
You didn't ask me.
I did ask you.
When?
October 9th, 2016. You remember when we walked down the aisle and I asked you if you want to be my partner in life? You want to marry me? Don't you remember? You said yes. You know what that means? That means you're my Valentine for every Valentine's from that day moving forward. And nothing is going to change after that. I don't want anybody to be my Valentine except for you. So I shouldn't have to ask you every year if you want to be my Valentine. So don't give me that bullshit, okay? I got you some flowers the other day. Where are they? They're on the table. Look at the flowers. They're almost dead now, but I got you flowers 2 weeks ago. I got them on sale, but who gives a shit? I'm smart. I'm not stupid like those other fools on Valentine's Day. They spent $150 on a dozen roses. I'm not doing that. But I love you. What do you want? Would you be my Valentine?
Yes.
That's it? So you mean it? Okay.
Yo, you need to chill out. You're about to have a heart attack.
She can't tell him to chill out when she was the one that almost caused the heart attack.
Right. I think the man made some valid points in there.
This dude is your twin flame.
He really is. I just felt that in my soul.
All right, so tell us about the celebrity that social media celebrity saved a friend.
Yeah, so a good friend of mine has been going through it lately, man, and he's needed a win. It seems like the universe is just really testing him. This is the same guy who I told y'all, unfortunately, could not make it to his daughter's recital because he got on a flight and then a drunk guy went to the bathroom, refused to come out, and they had to deplane the entire plane. So he ended up missing his daughter's recital. So he was stuck here over the weekend, just pretty much being sad over all that transpired with that. And as fate would have it, his luck just keeps going the other way because he decides to go out at one night and try to get some clothes. And I guess there was no parking in this particular area where he was trying to go shopping. So he decides to double park, or maybe I think he parked illegally. That's what he did, thinking, I'll just run in here. I'm just going to pick something up and I'll come back out.
Oh, no. If I get somewhere and there's no parking, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
Y'all don't even go in the store?
Nope.
Really?
It's to me, if I go anywhere, if I have an errand to run, or like if I'm meeting somebody and somebody else is like on the line, then I will make do. But if it's just for me, like if I go to a restaurant because I'm craving something and I can't find a parking spot, it wasn't meant to be that day.
Oh, really? No, once you get that thought in your head, man, I will circle and circle and circle till I find
a spot. Me
too.
I got to find a way. Now, what I wouldn't do is park illegally because I don't trust my luck. Mm-hmm. But he did. So he parks illegally, and then he ends up going up the block and going to this store. So he's in the store. He's shopping. And all of a sudden, somebody literally opens the door to the store that he's in and yells, I don't know who it is, but this is the only store that's open on the block. And whoever it is, your car is outside about to get booted. And he said he turned and he knew that the voice sounded really familiar. And the person is just literally yelling this in the store. And then he realized that the person had like two or three people with him and they were all filming him doing this. And then when he put it together, he realized who the person was. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with this person, but he is extremely popular on social media. It was crazy that it happened to be him. But it's a guy named Charleston White.
Don't.
You're not familiar with Charleston White?
I'm Googling him.
He's like a walking viral video in black culture. Like, literally everything this guy does and says goes viral. He has, like, opinions that people typically don't always agree with. So he's known for that. But of all the people in the world, this man comes in and yells that. So my dude knows immediately that it's his car. So he starts to, like, sprint to get to the person that's trying to put the boot on his car. And because Charleston White is such a social media star, they film everything. So they literally are filming him running down the block, hustling to get to the car. They film him finally get to the person, and the person literally told him, the only reason I am not going to boot your car is because I'm a Charleston White fan.
No way.
That's literally what
he
told
him. That's crazy.
Yep. So he sends me a video. He's like, Mo, I'm in a store. You'll never guess who actually saved me from getting a boot, and it was Charleston White. And he's in the video saying, man, I helped you do. I saved him. Y'all owe me one. And I'm like, what are the chances that you get saved by a celebrity and you don't get your car booted? It was crazy.
Good for him.
Yep.
So I asked you guys a random question in studio the other a couple of seconds ago because I was curious. I just got into yet another fender bender a couple of days ago, and I have a track record. I'm just not a great driver. You know what? I'm not a great driver. There, I said it out loud. Which now I can't even give my kids a hard time for being bad drivers because it's come from the genes.
Got it, Alice.
Is bad driving genetic?
It must be. I don't know. I really am. In this part of my life, I am so beating myself up. I am so frustrated with myself. So I was just curious. So I hit my business manager up and I said, hey, just curious, what am I paying in car insurance for me and the kids? And you guys went around a room, and I asked Abby how much you pay in car insurance, and it was how much?
Couple hundred. I think $200 or $300.
$200 or $300. Mo, you don't got a car.
Absolutely nothing.
All right, and you don't know.
That's Bart's domain.
Okay. So together, each month, from me and the truck that my son is driving around, which is an F-150.
And you said this is per month, not like every 6 months.
Every month.
Every month.
$1,170.
Nope.
A month?
That's what? $1,170 and 42 cents.
Nope.
I know we don't pay that much.
That's crazy town.
That is insane.
Damn. I earned that.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
You don't seem very proud.
What?
You don't seem very proud.
I'm not proud. Actually, I was surprised by the numbers, though. Mine was $519.
A month,
which with my track record, I thought would be higher.
That's pretty high.
I knew it wasn't going to be the same as Abby's. I get in fender benders. I take soft tops off of Broncos all the time. I run into 18-wheelers.
Now I'm kind of mad because now my insurance seems a little high because mine's not that far off.
Yeah. Is there anybody listening that has a higher insurance payment that just car insurance payment? 1-855-BIRCHOW if you want to make me feel any better about my situation. So mine's $519, and the 18-wheeler one is the one that State Farm's finally like, look, dude, I mean, you cut off an 18-wheeler. Get out of here. Go find something else.
Oh, they kicked you out.
They kicked me out. It was too many. So $519 for me, $651 for Hollis.
Yeah.
Damn. 18-year-old son driving around my F-150, $651. Because remember, he totaled the car also.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long ago.
I just texted my husband. I'm like, how much do we pay per month for car insurance?
I Googled the average. The average cost is $192 per month in this country.
My dad's actually a State Farm agent. I'm going to text him. I'm going to ask him what the most expensive policy he insures is.
My business manager hit me back and said, for context, her insurance is $148 a month. Hollis, $651. Burcho Burt, $519.
I'm never getting a car.
Well, mine's going to be pulled from me.
The Burt Show.